In Memory of Lester Levy, 1920 to 2017. Sorry you didn't see that Super Bowl, Dad. Introduction. Hi, I'm Mark. The introduction is unnecessary. Mark Zuckerberg is one of the world's most recognizable faces. He's the CEO of Facebook, the world's largest social network, the world's largest human network of any kind ever, approaching 2 billion members, more than half of whom log in every day. It's made him, in today's reckoning, the sixth richest person in the world. And because he founded Facebook at such a tender age, 19, in his Harvard dorm room, he has become the go-to thumbnail in charts representing the mind-boggling opportunities that advanced technologies offer to even the young and obscure. He's beyond famous, and he's here, in Lagos, Nigeria. If there were any doubt who he is, this pleasant, brown-haired young man with a goofy smile and an apparent aversion to blinking is dressed exactly like Mark Zuckerberg. The signature t-shirt that signifies geek proletariat, but is actually a Brunello Cucinelli creation, $325 each. He's got a closet full of them, liberating him from having to make daily decisions on couture. Blue jeans and Nikes, exactly what you'd expect to see if Facebook's founder and CEO were to amble in. What is unusual is that no one expected him to walk into this room, in this city, in this country, on this continent. The people in the sixth-floor loft-like studio of the Co-Creation Hub, CC Hub, young entrepreneurs striving to buck the enormous odds against building successful tech companies in Lagos, Nigeria, have been told only that an unnamed executive from Facebook would appear today, August 30th, 2016, in advance of a Facebook-run boot camp event for tech startups. They had anticipated the mystery guest might be one of Zuckerberg's lieutenants, Ime Archibong, a North Carolina-raised son of Nigerian immigrants who had visited his heritage country previously. An appearance by Zuckerberg himself was too earth-shattering to contemplate. Indeed, Facebook planned the trip with CIA-level stealth, largely because of security concerns, but also with an eye toward milking the surprise and delight his appearance would generate. Zuckerberg had never set foot on this continent, and a visit was overdue. Zuckerberg has flown in from Italy, where he and his wife attended the wedding of his friend Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify. After the Lake Como nuptials, he and his retinue spent a few days in Rome, meeting with the Prime Minister and the Pope. Straight from the airport, he headed to the gritty Yaba neighborhood and CC Hub. The Lagos startup culture careens between an improbable optimism and a gallows humor regarding the monumental obstacles to success or even survival. But these were the people Zuckerberg wanted to meet, nerds with dreams. In the giant headquarters he built in Menlo Park, California, among the posters festooning the walls like a giant confetti blast of techno-propaganda, were dozens that read, "Be the Nerd." So while other tech magnates devoted their initial African venture to philanthropic themes, Zuckerberg scheduled no time to hug undernourished infants in remote villages. Instead, he would meet the software strivers. For a moment, the young tech entrepreneurs freeze in place, as if suspicious that they are viewing an apparition or some sort of hoax. Then, convinced by the evidence of their senses, they cry out in a burst of joy and rush forward as one to converge around their famous visitor, pumping his hand, posing for Zuck selfies, and hurriedly blurting out elevator pitches. Zuckerberg patiently interacts with them, maintaining his smile, looking each one in the eye, maybe holding the stare a bit too long. He's clearly happy. "These are my people," he says to me, as we head down the steps to talk to more entrepreneurs. Oh yes, I am trailing Mark Zuckerberg on this trip. It is the first reporting I am doing for a book about the rise of Facebook. On the bottom floor, there is a program called Summer of Code, where youngsters ages 5 to 13 are training on computers. He goes up to a pair of boys who are sharing a PC. They look to be around 7 or 8 years old. "Can you tell me what you've built?" he asks, bending down to their level so he is, as they are, looking up at a screen showing blinking dots purposefully moving in formation. "A game," says one. Zuckerberg's eyes, which are wide at cruising level, open even farther, like the plastic